Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 19th, 2024. I'm Joe Underko. This week we will take a quick look back at last week's football action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing Week 7 contests this coming Saturday. Defending champion Grove City is joined by Case Western Reserve as the lone two unbeaten teams in the PAC after 6 weeks. The number 7 ranked Wolverines remain perfect with a hard-fought 17-10 home win over previously unbeaten and number 10 ranked Carnegie Mellon, while the Spartans blank St. Vincent at home 49-0. W&J and Westminster join CMU a game back of the leaders as the Presidents rolled past Geneva 73-21, and Westminster broke open a close game late to win at Bethany 49-7. Finally, Teal earned its first win of the 2024 season with a 21-7 final over Allegheny. Waynesburg had the weekend off. PAC Player of the Week recognition for Week 6 went to W&J senior quarterback Jacob Pugh on offense, with 324 passing yards and 6 TDs versus Geneva. Grove City junior linebacker Ben Blado on defense, with 3 tackles for losses, a sack, and a forced fumble versus Carnegie Mellon. And senior punter Daniel Berube of Grove City on special teams, with a 46-yard average on 5 punts versus CMU. Top newcomer last week was Westminster freshman wideout DB Bright Cannon, with over 100 receiving yards and a punt return TD at Bethany. Week 7 features another PAC heavyweight matchup, as 5-0 Grove City travels to face 5-1 Washington and Jefferson at Cameron Stadium in Washington, with kickoff set for 6 p.m. W&J has dominated the series, which dates all the way back to 1893, winning 44 of 58 all-time meetings. However, the Wolverines snapped a long skid against the Presidents with a 31-24 home win in 2023. Veteran Washington and Jefferson head coach Mike Sirianni talks about the key conference clash.
You know, I at one point wasn't sure they had the best players in the conference. I'm convinced they have the best players in the conference, and I don't think it's even close. They have size, speed, skill, and they have the best player in the conference in Ben Blado. I don't think it's even close.
Two teams hungry for a win meet when 0-5 Bethany travels to face 1-4 Waynesburg at Wiley Stadium at 1 p.m. It's the 62nd meeting between the local foes dating back to 1899, with the Bison leading the series 32-22-7. However, the Yellow Jackets have won the last 3 meetings, including a 35-26 final a year ago. Waynesburg head coach Cornelius Coleman talks about his team approach the bye week heading into the Bethany game.
We did a little bit of everything. We do have a young ball club, so we wanted to take the opportunity to get some of our younger players extended reps, get them more familiar with the offense, the defense, the special teams, put them in some lab situations so we can evaluate them again.
2-4 Geneva will look to bounce back from last week's W&J contest as the Golden Tornadoes host 1-5 Allegheny at Reeves Field in Beaver Falls at 7 p.m. The GTs lead the all-time series with the Gators 24-17-4, including a thrilling 27-21 final a year ago in Meadville. Geneva assistant coach Tom Contenta, pinch-hitting for head coach Gino DeMarco, previews the Allegheny matchup.
You know, anytime you're coming off a loss, you're looking to get back on the field as soon as possible. And I think that's what we're looking forward to. No matter who the opponent is, it just happens to be Allegheny. You know, you see some good things of them. You see them progressing throughout the year, doing some driving the football. You know, so we're looking at what they're doing, how we can match up, how we can take advantage of it.
Other Week 7 PAC games include 1-5 St. Vincent traveling to face 4-1 Westminster at Harold Bury Stadium in New Wilmington at 1 p.m. The Titans have won 18 of 21 all-time meetings on the gridiron against the Bearcats in a series which began in 1949, including edging St. Vincent 22-20 last season. Finally, 5-0 Case Western Reserve looks to stay perfect when the Spartans host 1-4 Teal at DeSanto Field in Cleveland at 7 p.m. Case leads the all-time series 13-9 and has won the last 10 meetings with the Tomcats, with the last Teal win over Case being a 54-13 final back in 1981. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Log on to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org all season long for the latest news, scores, statistics, and other league information. You can also follow us on social media via X, Facebook, and Instagram. Links are available at the PAC website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.